93 FM.
Hi, this is Jim with I Work For Him. Please call our listener line and leave us a question or suggestion about a topic you would like covered on I Work For Him. 866-713-9675, 866-713-WORK, 866-713-9675.
Who do you work for?
You work for someone.
Are you just there for the paycheck?
Your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord?
What if God has more for you at your 9-to-5?
Each one of us has a calling. Have you heard this before? Your workplace is your mission field, wherever that may be. You're either all in or all out. Are you for Him?
Hey, Jim, who do you work for?
I work for Him. I work for Jesus Christ.
Welcome to I Work For Him. Join the I Work For Him Nation at iworkforhim.com. That's iwork, the number 4, him.com. And now your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg.
Broadcasting from the heart of the I Work For Him Nation to Christ followers working in cities all over the United States, you've tuned into the fastest 1 hour in Christian talk radio, but where our focus is to be the voice of the faith and work movement, where we help you and me to recognize that our workplace really is our mission field. We want to transform the workplace of every Christ follower into a mission field. We're so excited you tune in. Make sure you always check us out online for the latest, the greatest. You want to find out where we're at, where we're broadcasting, iworkforhim.com. That's iwork, the number 4, him.com. I have to fill in for Martha today, as Martha's on vacation with her folks, and I said, you take the day off. You don't need to call into the show. Although, that would be fun. We might want to do that one of these days when she takes a vacation like this. But we're so grateful. But so what Martha would say is check us out on Facebook, like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and all those things are just I Work For Him. I think we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, I Work For Him. I Work, the number 4, Him.
You got YouTube,
and
too.
That's right. We have YouTube channel. And we do videos after every show now. We've gotten that down. I have to remind Martha, which is really great. That was the voice of Dan Baker. You'll hear from him in just a second. He's sneaking in there in the intro. Hey, you know, one of the biggest signs of Jesus' work in anyone's life is the necessity to put others first, to always be looking out for others' best interests, to be putting others before oneself and the kingdom above the pursuit of the world. Yet so many things get in the way of this, not to mention the world thinks you're an idiot for not being at least a little self-centered. What does the world know? Like a bunch of self-serving humans can change the world. Nope, they've tried and they've failed. The only one who came and served selflessly and died and rose from the grave is Jesus. And that's who we follow. Helping Hands Charitable is a ministry likened to the ministry of Jesus. Helping Hands Charitable helps Christ followers put their faith into action, whether it's through arranging payroll deduction for charity all the way up to liquidating non-cash assets so the money can be put into action in the kingdom. Well, Helping Hands Charitable is sponsoring today's show. No, we're not going to talk all about Helping Hands Charitable today, but they helped support us being on location today in Sarasota and help arrange some amazing people for you to hear their stories and give us some practical on living out our faith and our work. Today, we have a very special guest from Helping Hands Charitable. We've got Dan Baker, but he brought in the big kahuna today.
That's right.
We got Brian Green. Brian Green, welcome to I Work For Him.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm just excited we actually corralled you away from the phone and the computer and got you on air. I think it's fantastic. I love it.
Well, I appreciate you having me because sometimes I need to get away from the computer and the phone and spend some time sharing what the ministry and the organizations are doing.
So talk about it. Talk about what's Helping Hands. I know it's a conglomeration of, I believe, 13 different organizations under the Helping Hands namesake, but what is Helping Hands Charitable all about?
Service, providing charitable services. In other words, our main focus is on individuals. The poor will always be among us. One of our favorite scriptures is James 19:17, which is when you give to the poor needy, you're lending on to the Lord. There's no other verse in the chapter or in the Bible that discusses anything where the Lord owes you anything except for that. And our focus is helping widows, orphans, individuals with health, medical situations, house fires. Everyday life occurrences, when life happens, and they have a financial need, and without a charity or someone lending a helping hand, governmental participation may and will probably become necessary.
So, you know, I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday about that verse, Brian, that Jesus said the poor will always be among us. Is that because he was a little fatalistic and realized that his followers wouldn't work to eliminate poverty, or was there another reason?
That's a great question. I wish we had, you know, maybe Henry Blackaby in the room with us, or Ravi Zacharias, or Terry Parker, or Larry Burkett, someone like that. I couldn't even fathom.
I was struggling with it too, because I just wonder what was he thinking. Because it is true, the poor are among us. But I think we try to give the poor people money, and what they really need is jobs and a hope and a future. We need to help build up their families. And I'm just wondering, like, was Jesus saying, oh, well, the poor will always be among us because you're not going to do your job? Or the poor will always be among us because there are some that will respond to the message and some that won't? I don't know.
Free will is free will. Free it choice is free choice. And I guess my favorite line, especially with my children, if you find something in the Bible that you don't think is good or healthy, let me know, point it out. I'd like to see it. So if they're walking with the Bible and walking with the Lord, generally speaking, good things happen. And let's always remember, poor is not really an economic definition.
It's not always about money.
It's not always about the money. And, you know, be poor in spirit. You can have all the money in the world.
That's right. All right. And you brought along your sidekick today, Brian Green. You brought in Dan Baker. Dan Baker, famous Dan Baker from Helping Hands Charitable. You're the face of Helping Hands out there in the community here in Tampa Bay and really across all across the country. Dan, thanks for getting us hosted again today here in Sarasota.
So happy to be a part of it again.
Really? So happy?
So happy.
Super happy.
I can't tell you how much I look forward to these opportunities. You know, I think we've shared this before. I grew up kind of in radio as a kid. So every time I have an upcoming appointment with you, I call my dad because he used to manage the radio station. I'm like, we're doing radio again today.
Well, let's hope. It is our goal at I Work For Him to turn Christian talk radio right side up. That's what we're really trying to do. All right, so Dan Baker, we're going to hear from you more later about Helping Hands, but you brought a guest with you today. Why don't you introduce him?
So John Evans is a local guy here in Sarasota with a very far reach in regards to his business exposure. Started out with a dream many years ago in marketing and has developed it into just quite an operation with programmers and platforms and all kinds of great stuff. But the thing that I like about him most is he walks out his faith every day. He's always got open arms for ministries and charities that want to come alongside and talk or host a meeting in his conference room or whatever. He's just a great guy, and he's got a lot of really exciting things going on.
Well, John Evans, welcome to I Work For Him.
Thank you, Jim.
Excited to have you here. The last time we were in here doing shows from your conference table, you weren't able to join us, so we're glad we were able to corral you today. Why don't you just start off talking about what kind of work does the Lord have you involved in today? You got a couple of companies, ecomsystems.com and Virtus.health.
Talk to us
about those.
Well, besides being a professional full-time husband and father, I also have a couple businesses I'm involved with. I own and serve as CEO for two organizations. You just mentioned them, Jim. One is Ecom Systems, and one is Virtus Health. Ecom was developed about 20 years ago in the late 90s in response to the internet becoming a delivery platform for services rather than just an information tool.
You had no idea what it was really going to be, though. In the late 90s, you had no idea.
No idea. So we were fortunate enough to kind of be on the forefront of that as the Y2K disasters were upon us, and we wondered if the grid was going to stay on.
Hey, I fired up my Y2K generator this week in preparation for the hurricane. That sucker still works. It's awesome.
Still works after all these years.
20 years later.
Wow. There's a lot of people who invested a lot of money in Y2K things that didn't have an ROI like you did. But we were on the forefront of developing some technology, and we developed a software that is a flagship software of ours called AdStudio, which is a proprietary patented automated advertising system that allows independent retailers especially to develop advertisements for their local community. And the second company is Virtus Health, and that's been around for just a couple years. But Virtus is a leading provider of ABA therapy for children.
Okay, no acronyms on here. What does that mean?
Applied Behavior Analysis. It's really therapy for children, especially who are struggling with autism and other related diagnoses. So we have now 7 centers throughout Florida and 1 in Indiana that are providing these services for families in our communities, and we're very pleased to be able to serve them.
Yeah, you know, we did an interesting show about autism a week ago Friday, and we're going to have some conversations about that off the air, but I will tell you that this guy who's a father of an autistic child came to the conclusion, you know what, God created my autistic child on purpose because he creates all things, mm-hmm. has a purpose, and he found a purpose in that creation. It's really cool. So, John, really quick, talk to me about how your faith is shaping your work, and you got, 45 seconds.
Boy, that's quite a task.
We'll just get started and we'll pick it up when we get back.
Well, you know, I don't know that faith shapes my work as much as faith shapes my life, and my life is in work. Work is part of my life. So I think that's a big point that I would want to convey, is that there's really no separation. I think sometimes we try to compartmentalize what we do with who we are.
Didn't it come naturally to you? I mean, wasn't it something that you – I mean, was there ever a point – I know I'm interrupting you, but that's fine. I'm the host. I mean, was there a point in time in your life where you realized, wow, I'm living separate lives, work and faith?
You know, I think early on, I think almost every professional faces it when you're cast into the workforce and you're trying to figure out what does it mean to be a Christian in the workplace and how do people react to me? So, of course, you're looking across the table. You can tell I'm a little bit more middle-aged now, so maybe that doesn't matter quite as much.
All right, when we come back, we'll hear the rest of John Evans' story and more about how he's living out his faith and his work in that digital world. You're listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim Brangenberg. Martha's on vacation. Make sure you send her an email and tell her how much you appreciate her. We'll be right back with lots more on I Work For Him.
Luke and Dave with Belair Wealth Management are longtime supporters of I Work For Him and have a passion for sharing biblically responsible investing with the I Work For Him nation. Have you ever considered that your investment portfolio contains businesses that turn a profit by working in direct opposition to God's Word? Call Luke and Dave at Belair Wealth Management at 727-798-4188. That's 727-798-4188. And find out if your investment or retirement portfolio aligns with God's heart.
Do you own apartments or serve on the condo board? Are you trying to lower water consumption? Think Utility Services is a Kingdom company committed to conservation of both water and cash. They'll help you stabilize your community's annual budget and dramatically lower costs. By installing individual water meters, charging residents for only what they consume, you can decrease water consumption by 20 to 40%. Find out how by calling 888-MY-METER. Online at thinkutilityservices.com. thinkutilityservices.com.
There was a wise man who warned a nation that had turned away from the Lord that they were headed for disaster. He was labeled as a fool by the leaders of that nation, and after many years, they arrested him. The leaders actually blamed his warnings for emboldening the enemies and frightening the citizens. At this time, the Lord spoke to the man, "Call on me, and I will answer you. I will show you great and unsearchable things you do not know." The man did, and history reveals that Jeremiah's warnings were accurate. Many people eventually believed and turned back to the Lord. So when the pressure is on, call on the Lord and He will answer and impact generations. Got questions? Find answers. Mark829.com.
Hey, welcome to I Work For Him. We're so appreciative that you turned in today. We are transforming the workplace of every Christian into a mission field. You need to remember, you and me need to remember this every day. Your workplace, it's your mission field. And in that mission field, you and me, we may be the only Jesus our coworkers, our employees may ever meet. That job that you hold, the work that you do, the people that you work with, none of that is by chance. The people that you work with, they need to meet Jesus, and you may be their only chance. We're on location today in Sarasota, Florida. And that is courtesy of Helping Hands Ministries. We got the big kahuna with us today, Brian Green from Helping Hands Ministries, one of the founders, and really, he is the guy in charge. We got Dan Baker, his little sidekick, is in here as well. These guys are hosting us, and we are talking with some phenomenal people here in Sarasota the next couple of days. And their stories, that's Dan Baker laughing. He just thinks it's so much fun. Brian Green, let's paint a picture for what Helping Hands can help a business owner do.
Helping Hands can help a business owner do a number of different charitable gifting opportunities. The first and most important, though, is our corporate assistance program, our employee benevolence program, where we come alongside business owners to assist them when they have employees that have car accidents, medical situations, house fires, or, again, as not to be repetitive or redundant, where life happens. And generally speaking, you have a situation in a company, maybe there's 100 people, 50 people, 1,000 people, and little Jane didn't show up at the desk today, and everyone wants to know where Jane is. Well, Jane had a car accident. Mm. And now everyone's upset and trying to figure out how can we help Jane and her family. She has a couple of kids, a husband. What do we do? Meals, money, food. Well, we have a program in place that comes right alongside the business owner and the employees, almost like a United Way type package, where donations can be made into a fund, and Helping Hands will come alongside that employee and pay bills directly to the providers, which not only helps out the family not having to write those bills with other things going on, but it also adds an extra layer of accountability for the donors, knowing that these monies are being used in the best possible way.
And those corporate assistant programs, you can set that up. Is there a limit to how small a company can be that you'll set that up in?
We have companies as small as 25 employees, and some companies or two companies with over 43,000 employees. And
so this is just one piece of what you guys do at Helping Hands Ministries. If they want to find out that how to get that set up, where do they find you guys on the internet?
They can go to a number of different websites.
Let's just give them one.
We'll give them hhmin.org, which is Helping Hands, HHM is in Mary, I is in Ida, N is in Nancy.org. Or we'll give you another one, www.hhcharitable.org. That's hhcharitable.org.
All right. Now, Dan Baker, you brought in John Evans with you today.
I did.
Now, what was it that you want to make sure? I got some things I want to get back to what John was talking about before we cut him off. But you said, Jim, John Evans has a story that the I Work For Him audience needs to hear to encourage them in living out their faith and work. What was it that – well, why don't you just ask John that question so he'll get it?
You want me to ask John that question? So, John, what is the message you'd like to get out to the listening audience
about? There's something – Jim. No. There's something on your heart. You said,
come on, that was funny, Jim.
That was funny. Okay,
that was funny.
But you said John Evans has a story people need to hear. What is it you want to make sure John talks about today?
Well, I definitely want John to talk about a new initiative that we've put in place with one of his companies called Virtus. And he came along and really contacted me via phone because we have a relationship. And he said, hey, Dan, is this even possible to do this? So it kind of piggybacks into the conversation we just had with Brian about corporate assistance programs. And one of the things we always like to talk about is how we can customize that to fit anything that you want it to
so
do.
So you want John's story to be about you.
No. So when John called me, he goes, hey, can you do this activity? And we said, absolutely, we can plug that into a skeleton that we already have and enable you to live out your vision, which is to help families who are having a financial crisis in treating their kids who are having treatments for autism, et cetera, through his organization called Virtus. So we have just launched the Virtus Fund.
The Virtus Fund. John, tell us about it. Tell us about what Virtus is all about. You started getting into it, and you know, you started getting into it. Tell us more about it.
Sure, absolutely. Well, there's a lot of families who have children who have challenges with autism and
in
other
fact,
diagnoses.
Most families have children because that's what makes a family.
Very true.
That's right. Fantastic point. I'm glad you brought that up today.
And as you mentioned before, God does not make any mistakes, but sometimes there are challenges that are beyond what maybe parents can do on their own. And so we come alongside of them through Virtus, and we provide professional assistance through therapy to help their children to be able to become more independent and functional in their lives. And the reason we reached out to Dan and to Brian is because we see the financial challenges and hardships that come along with these families trying to help their kids. And with Medicaid and
changes. At what age? All the way through?
All the way through. Okay. From the early diagnosis, which may be just a few years of age, all the way through teenage years and early adulthood, we want to help them to become functional and as independent as possible. And with changes to Medicaid and insurance and things that are happening on an ongoing basis as the coffers become less and less from a government program especially, it affects families. And where they may have therapy or help yesterday, maybe today they just got the news that they can't have that anymore.
But did that come up because of an employee that you had that brought this? I mean, what brought this to the forefront of your thinking? Because this is really a kingdom. You're doing a kingdom thing here. You're finding a need that wasn't being met within the kingdom, and you're trying to meet that need. What was it that prompted you to do that?
Well, you know, the Holy Spirit prompts us all to do certain things.
First, a lot of times he hits us with a 2x4 to do it.
That's true, and sometimes that's what it takes for me. but most of the time, in this instance, for example, the kingdom is about people and serving people and caring for people. And in Virtus, that's really what we do on a hands-on basis. But as we see people struggling, and especially where funds are gone and they can no longer provide the things for their families that they need, breaks our heart. So we came to Dan and to Brian and said, we see this need, financial opportunity, that maybe we can provide some funding for to help people who can't afford to have therapy services for their children anymore. Can we do something? Can we set up something where people can give and help get money to folks that are in need? And they absolutely did.
I love that. So that's the Virtus Fund, V-I-R. I want to make sure I saw it. V-I-R-T-U-S Fund. Where do they find that? If they go to virtus.health, is it on your website? Can they donate on right on the website?
So they can reach out to helps to have that on.
Well, no,
so,
I had you down because you were, you were laughing so loud. I had to turn you down.
Okay. So they can reach out to John and his team and do a questionnaire with them, and then they will vet that and send that on to us.
Wants to make a donation. So they can start the vet.
So donation.
He
has a link that he can provide to anybody who's interested in donating, okay. And it'll donate the dollars right into the fund. And one of the things that was important to them that I found really valuable was that it wasn't just about them as an organization or a group of organizations giving. They wanted to open it up to the community to say, hey, I'm a family member who went through this with my kid, and I want to contribute. So it's wide open for contribution.
All right, so we need to turn this into a conversation so that everybody listening to I Work For Him today could say, okay, how does this apply to me? John, why don't you try that? I mean, you get a lot of people listening today that are Christ followers that are trying to figure out, they're connecting their faith and their work. And for you, you said you were just trying to figure out how to connect your faith to all of life. You said you're a professional father, a professional husband, and we're going to call your wife to see how you're doing there in a second.
Please don't.
We got her on the line. Uh-oh. She's just on hold right now.
Time to go to commercial.
Talk to me. No, not yet. To me about how you make this part of your that's driven by your faith.
Yeah, everything I do is driven by my faith. Where we work, who we relate to, how we live our lives, all comes down to faith. It's who we are. And again, I've never understood the separation of any of that. But I believe that God allows us to live in the communities that we live in, work in the places that we do. You're here sitting across the table from me for a reason. It's a divine appointment. And who we intersect with, I believe, is God ordained. I think he wants me to work in e-com and Virtus, not just to earn a living. It's not to try to be successful. It's so that I can intersect with people who may never be intersected with another believer, may never go to church or read God's word. We may be the gospel to them. So if we all do our job in the concentric circles of influence that he has given us, we'll be able to let him reach the world as he wants to.
Now, Brian, this is just one example of one thing that Helping Hands Charitable, hhcharitable.org, can help people with. You've got so many stories, because I know every time I sit down with you, you always got a new story. One of the things that I love about Helping Hands is that no matter what somebody has that they want to get rid of so they can turn it into cash and get it into an organization, you're not afraid of anything, are you?
No, we actually held ourselves out as a one-stop shop for charitable giving everywhere, anywhere from, again, you mentioned the 13 501c3s that we oversee and for him. They range from two GoFundMe type organizations, which we've been discussing this morning, Helping Hands Ministries and Helping Hands Charitable. And then we have a Delaware trust to take in sub S Corp stock, business interest, and other things. Yes, we like to say if we can't take or accept or handle, process your non cash gift, it's because it cannot be done in a tax-deductible environment.
So if somebody's thinking about selling their business and they really want a large portion of that to go to charity, it's best for them to talk to you way ahead of time, right?
My favorite. If the takeaway from the business owners or anything today, before you sign any sales agreements, please contact
us. Or an
us.
NDA. Anything.
Anything. Please call us.
We'll be right back with lots more on I Work For Him as we broadcast you from Sarasota, courtesy of Helping Hands Charitable, hhcharitable.org. Make sure you check them out.
How would you like to own your own business and honor and glorify God within that business? Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Systems, an award-winning faith-based commercial cleaning franchise system, has been around for 27 years and is now offering franchises in the I Work For Him listener area. If you'd like to know how you can participate in this faith-based business culture while being a 100% owner of your own growing franchise, visit Office Pride today at officepridefranchise.com. or call 850-291-0724. Office Pride has proven systems that will teach you everything you need to know about the commercial cleaning industry and how to scale a business within that industry. Office Pride is looking for business builders like you. To check out this amazing opportunity, visit OfficePrideFranchise.com. That's OfficePrideFranchise.com or call 850-291-0724. Office Pride, their values make them different. OfficePrideFranchise.com.
Promise Keepers is back. It's time to take back what manhood is supposed to look like. Next July 31st, Promise Keepers comes to AT&T Stadium in Dallas, Texas. Imagine over 80,000 men gathered to worship, pray, receive encouragement, and a fresh vision for who we are called to be as men of God. Bring your sons, your fathers, your friends and neighbors to Promise Keepers next summer in Dallas. Registration is now open at PromiseKeepers.org. Register at PromiseKeepers.org.
Do you own apartments or serve on the condo board? Are you trying to lower water consumption? Think Utility Services is a Kingdom company committed to conservation of both water and cash. They'll help you stabilize your community's annual budget and dramatically lower costs. By installing individual water meters, charging residents for only what they consume, you can decrease water consumption by 20 to 40%. Find out how by calling 888-
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Florida's U.S. senators say Bahamian authorities need to make specific requests to the U.S. government-run aid agency before the U.S. Department of Defense can assist the Bahamas with Hurricane Dorian relief efforts. At a Friday news conference in Miami, U.S. Senator Rick Scott says he's spoken to Bahamian authorities and believes the request of the U.S. Agency for International Development may be sent soon. Scott and Senator Marco Rubio flew with the U.S. Coast Guard to the Bahamas on Friday, along with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, to look at the damage. Rubio says part of the holdup has been the slow assessment of what is needed. He says that the passing of the storm will free up some Northern Command assets. On Wall Street, the Dow by 69 points, but the NASDAQ dropped 13, the S&P 500 up by 2, oil up 4 cents to $56.30 a barrel. More details at srnnews.com.
Jacksonville News at the top of the hour on Talk 100.3.
Good afternoon. I'm Jerry Lederman. Dorian is gone, but not forgotten. The cleanup is now in full swing, and local and federal officials will be assessing any damage to beaches and dunes. The initial assessment is, considering how bad it could have been, the shoreline held up pretty well. Now that the storm has passed, look for a hot weekend with record-breaking highs possible. It could be in the upper 90s by the time the Jaguars kick off their season at TIAA Stadium on Sunday afternoon, so officials want fans to be prepared. Lots of people want to help with donations to the Bahamas after Dorian's devastation there. The Better Business Bureau says if you do donate either money or material, you should first make sure the charity is legit and that the group you're giving to has the ability to get donations to the people who actually need them. And a traffic snarl earlier today on Zoo Parkway as crews responded to a hazmat spill after a tanker truck crashed. The leak's contained, but there might be some lane restrictions until the problem's taken care of. Nobody was seriously hurt. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Please call our listener line and leave us a question or suggestion about a topic you'd like covered on I Work For Him. 866-713-9675, 866-713-WORK, 866-713-9675.
Hey, welcome back to I Work For Him. You know, we got kind of a smorgasbord today from Sarasota. Smorgasbord in Sarasota. As we are hosted today by Helping Hands Charitable. And so you're going to hear stories of what Helping Hands Charitable can help you as our listener to be more generous and be more creative in your generosity, whether you work on an organization or the only organization, whether it's just you and you maybe inherited some property. These guys are experts at making a gift multiply. You know, Brian, one of the great, we got Brian Green here, the big kahuna from Helping Hands Charitable. Brian, one day you told me you like that. Come on, you like it. It's on your card. I saw it. You told me one day of somebody who had had a house that they wanted to donate to an organization, and you and they wanted it liquidated. And you said, yeah, but you know, if we don't liquidate it, we can rent it and create an ongoing, basically a permanent annuity with that money. How often do you get a chance to do that kind of stuff? Because that was really cool, because most people would just cash it, give them the money.
That's the beauty of what we get to do on a daily basis. The phone calls that come in, the questions, the opportunities, they're unique, they're interesting, and they're kind of exciting at times. Yes, it's all about using the apples off the trees without cutting the trees down. In other words, my favorite line from Ray Line, lifestyle, work, life, training, money makes money and the money makes money. And it's all God's. God is the owner of all. Ownership is a curse. The only value in something is the use of it, not the ownership of it. So when you have a home, a $250,000 home that you can draw $2,000 a month rent on, that you can fund X, Y, and Z organizations with, correct, it's like an annuity. Yes, like anything, there are pros and cons, but our favorite fallback position is if we're with him, who can be against us? What we're doing is interesting with iWorks for him. Our benefit's eternal. I don't have an investment, a personal investment in any of these not-for-profits.
Right. Well, you can't.
You can't. The investment is eternal. Yeah. And that's kind of the exciting part. But no, on a daily basis, we have people calling, wanting to pay off a former missionary or minister's house mortgage payment for $100,000, $200,000. It's kind of unique and tricky. There's a way of doing it. Paying off student loans, all kinds of needs. But no, it's exciting for us to get up every day and just see what God has in store.
Now, you got your bride with you, Cheryl. She's in the studio audience today. She said she refused to put on a microphone, but how helpful is it to have a bride that believes in what you do each and every day?
Well, Jim, I think I'm preaching to the choir here. Seeing you without your wife is like seeing half a business right now.
That's so true.
I don't think I've ever
and
seen.
And the listeners are going, hey, where's Martha? We miss Martha.
Yeah, my wife said that to me as well as we walked in. This is going to be tough without Martha. But no, Jim, I don't think I've ever been with you in the last few years where your lovely bride hasn't been alongside. And I know what a blessing it is to both of you, as well as your listeners and the people that you interview, that when you exude what Christ would have in a marriage, the love, the respect, and the honor that you both give each other on a daily basis, whether it's in the radio room or when we're out at dinner or sitting in your living room or my living room. Having Cheryl alongside me, I hate to use the expression, it just completes me, so to speak. When we go to meetings and have to travel overseas or cross country, and generally meeting with families, a husband and a wife, it's just so much easier when Cheryl's there. And again, as people who know Cheryl and I, they'll tell you she's definitely the best two-thirds of my half.
We would all echo that. But really, every one of us men at this table right now has married way up. And you were married at the top of the charts. There's no question.
Thank you.
All right, we've got John Evans here. Dan Baker, you invited John Evans from Ecom Systems to be on the air today.
Yes, I did.
Okay. And so far, how are we doing? Are we getting out of John where we need to get out? Where do we need to dig next?
I think when we talk about creating cultures of even generosity and faith in your business, and I know that when I asked John to come, he even automatically volunteered. Hey, I have a person in my staff who's a lady, and she's a Christ follower, and you can interview her too. And I said, well, we really want to interview you because you're John Evans. But yeah,
next time,
another time. So he's creating a culture inside his business that walks out that faith also.
So talk about that, John. Culture. So you said to your professional father, professional husband. So if you're laying up culture here at work, and one of your employees who says, well, John's always talking about Jesus, even though I'm not a Jesus follower, he's always talking about Jesus. But when they go home, are they going to see the same John?
That's the goal, right? Just be authentic. And I think that's one of the takeaways that I'd love to leave with this show is we have to be real. And there's so many masks that people put on in the workplace and in life.
What does it mean to be real at work? I mean, you're the boss.
Yeah, exactly. And people want to see that your words and your deeds are consistent.
So what do you do when you screw up? Because you do make mistakes, right?
I will be the first one to raise my hand on that. I make mistakes probably every day, multiple times a day. But you own it. You have to not try to defend yourself or justify things. Just own it. And when you do, people may not like it, but their respect for you is going to grow even more.
Right.
So at the end of the day, being honest and truthful and having respect for each other is really a pretty good foundation.
How many employees do you have here at Ecom Systems?
Ecom, we have about 25 employees, and with Virtus, we have a little over 100.
Wow. And are they all here in this building?
No, they're throughout different centers and different locations.
Okay, all right.
Sarasota and Naples is our primary corporate location.
And are you running both the companies?
I just get in the way. I have the title of CEO, so I guess you could say so. But we have a fantastic leadership team.
But the CEO is who sets the culture up, though.
You know, there's a lot of bottom line decisions that come from the CEO, but the culture is made up of everyone.
Okay.
And our team generates that culture.
So right, but the team people. Repeats what they see. So, I mean, what I'm saying is, how did you – I mean, that's always the case. Whatever they see at the top, that's what they're going to reproduce. So if they see you taking off early on Wednesday afternoon to go golfing, they're all going to go, well, if the boss is golfing, I can go golfing or watch videos all afternoon. How do you set up a culture that honors God, and what does that look like?
Well, you know, honoring God versus playing golf might be two different things.
might
be able to play golf and honor God, too.
The way I play golf, it's not really honoring.
You know, God honoring, again, I think is a lifestyle. And it's whether it's you're at home or you're at work or you're in a grocery store, wherever you may be. Allowing God to live through us is the key. Because when we accept Christ, we get all of him. We don't just get part of him and try to grow up to be like Jesus.
Isn't it more when we accept Christ, he gets all of us?
Hopefully. I don't think so, though. That's the part of the problem. So, I think that may be the issue. We get all of him, but he doesn't get all of us. And that's part of the faith journey is over time, giving him more of us, hopefully we become conformed to the likeness of his son. But if we don't do that at the beginning, that's why a lot of people look at Christians today in the workplace and say, I don't want to be like them. They're inauthentic. It's not God's fault. I think we're in the way through our own agendas and our own selfishness and our own pride and all the things that we have to try to overcome to allow him to live his life through us that's most of the problem.
So, I mean, it's a tough battle leading the culture, especially because you're having to hire people. Sometimes you have to fire people. And I've heard a lot of people, well, you can't fire people. You're a Christian. I'm like, no, you can. You can fire people. But how do you – I mean – does everybody here that works at both Virtus.health and ecomsystems.com, do they all know you're a Jesus follower?
I hope so. That would be the goal. If they don't know that, then I'm probably not doing the things that I need to be doing.
Okay, next time we come, let's just do a survey. We'll go do a live radio survey.
Hey, let's do it.
Okay. So, but what are you doing to make sure that they know what drives your heart? Because really, your Christianity is driving your heart. So what do you... how do you make sure they know that's what drives those decisions?
Yeah, my relationship with God is the core of everything that I do. And some of that manifests itself differently to the different people in different circumstances and audiences. Someone may not know that because I'm not going to thump them in the head with a Bible at work. There's plenty of people who do that, and I don't think that gives the Lord the service that he requires.
It's not very effective.
That's not effective. And there's a lot of things that turn people off. But given time, with circumstances and situations, hopefully they will see the fact that I am consistent, but the consistency isn't in my actions. The consistency is in my relationship with God and obeying his word and trying to live that out.
What is your biggest struggle? Remember, you told me I could go off script, so I'm just asking every question that comes up to my head. What is your biggest struggle in living out your faith as a CEO of both these companies, Virtus.health and ecomsystems.com?
Well, that's a good question. Again, I don't know that it's the title of the position that creates that issue. It's probably
more... all the pressure. You got all the pressure.
Sure.
I mean, you are representing... Yeah. Wait a minute. Let me put it in perspective so I can add a little pressure. You just said you have 125 employees, which is you taking care of 125 families, which means approximately 400 people are benefiting from you employing these people, and you're impacting how many customers?
Thousands.
Thousands of people. So your faith is impacting all of these, so no pressure. How do you make sure that God's being honored by what you're doing?
Yeah, because hopefully it's not me that's feeling that pressure, but I'm allowing the Holy Spirit to live through me, and he's the one that's affecting the outcome. If you look at it the way that you just mentioned it, that probably would be a pretty daunting task.
But it's amazing what an opportunity you've been given to take care of that many families and impact that many people.
It's an opportunity. But again, if it were my agenda and I'm in the way of him, I could probably try to take some credit for that. But me getting out of the way and letting him do what he wants to do through me and our employees and the families that we serve and the clients that we serve is really what it's all about.
I love the way you put that. And it is, if it was about you, then it would get screwed up anyway. But you're trying to make it about God and about your relationship with Christ. Dan Baker, I love the fact that you brought John Evans in here. You talked about earlier, or actually Brian talked earlier about the CAP program, the Corporate Assistance Program. Talk to me about other ways you come alongside business owners. You got a minute.
A minute. Okay, great.
So we can come alongside business owners in the CAP program. We can come alongside them with the business transfer before they start talking about selling. We can come alongside them talking about scholarships, perhaps. A lot of companies like to invest in their long-term employees and give opportunity for people to engage in a different way. We have a whole scholarship department that can set up educational funds. We can do, Brian, we do for, what is the college, prepaid colleges stuff? We can do things like that as well, can't we?
Correct. And we can also help step down family businesses to the children and grandchildren in a give and hold and buyback.
Can you help them with family farms? I mean, that whole estate issue where the estate taxes kill the family farm.
It's not unusual for us to take in farmland in Idaho, Iowa, and actually the interesting part is that's the easiest sale because we're usually selling it to the neighbor who's a cousin, an aunt, or an uncle.
Done it.
But being able to keep that from all going to taxes. Hey, you're listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim Brangenberg, as we talk about Helping Hands Charitable, hhcharitable.org. If you're one of those listeners on our show, on a station's playing our 30-second show, how about our 30-minute show? Make sure you go out to iworkforhim.com and listen to the rest of the show. For the rest of you, we're back at Sarasota with Helping Hands Charitable and John Evans in just a minute.
Sidera delivers a fresh approach that's reshaping the healthcare landscape. How? We provide uncommonly high levels of service and a superior healthcare experience while delivering tremendous value for members and their families. The Sidera solution blends several service options to offer our members a high-quality healthcare solution at a low cost. Sidera members typically save 30 to 60% compared to other healthcare options. For large, unexpected medical expenses, Sidera's community is here to help. There are no out-of-network concerns when it comes to medical costs. Members can visit the physician, clinic, or hospital that best meets their needs when they're sick or injured. At Sidera, we're building a new kind of community, one whose members commit to pursuing a healthy lifestyle and sharing the cost of medical care. We would love for you to join us and invite you to reach out today.
Online at Sidera.com. That's Sidera.com. Welcome to the I Work For Him Radio Power Thought for the day. I'm Jim Brangenberg, host of the I Work For Him Radio program, heard 5 days a week. It's lonely at the top. That's the old adage, but does it have to be? God built us to be in community. That doesn't stop when we're put in a position of authority. The world says when we're in authority, we've arrived to a place where we have no need of additional voices or learning or growth. If anything, that position makes it even more important that the leader is in community with people who can hold them accountable, speak into their lives, and to encourage and edify them. Humility is a requirement of great leaders, and listening and receiving feedback is as well. John Maxwell goes up to team members every day and asks them, "How can I be a better leader for you today?" Are you willing to ask that question of your people today? For more about I Work For Him and how you can listen every day to Christ followers just like you who are living out their faith in their work, go to iworkforhim.com. That's iwork4him.com.
Welcome back to I Work For Him as we broadcast from Sarasota, Florida today, courtesy of Helping Hands Charitable. Check them out online for all of your charity thoughts, needs, impulses, hhcharitable.org. Maybe you thought, you know, Mom and Dad have a lot of money, and we don't want that to go to all of our kids because it'll screw up our kids, and they got a lot of property. Maybe we could do something really good with that, but we have no idea what to do with this estate. And there are many of you out there who have boomer parents who have a lot of money, and you won't know what? You don't want to give it to your kids, and you don't need it. These guys can help you put it to action, put it into action in the kingdom in a way that you can't even imagine. The creativity is amazing. hhcharitable.org. All right, these guys brought in John Evans, the president and CEO of ecomsystems.com and Virtus.health. John, I want to talk about Virtus.health in a second, but I want to ask you this question, tough, hard-hitting question. All right. You're the president and CEO of two companies. You have 125 employees, 125 families that you provide for, thousands of customers. How do you keep your work from interfering with your family and your marriage?
A lot of prayer and a lot of trust in God, but we talked about this earlier. I definitely married up, so my wife is the most supportive person in my world, as well as my children. They've been fantastic influences on me. That's where I go for my encouragement. And life and work and what we do all interrelates. It's not compartmentalized. So there are demands of clients. There are demands of when something goes wrong or when the CEO has to make that decision. And there are certainly times where it's not easy or timely. But the support of and love of my family and the understanding that they have gives me the opportunity to do what I do.
You got any of your kids working here yet?
No, I've got a senior in high school and one in college as well. So
that's what we're going to. But give a shout out to your wife.
My wife's Lisa. She's fantastic. She's just like the spouses that are identified here in the room is much more my better half than I can ever imagine.
Wow, that's fantastic. Thank you, Lisa, for what you're doing. Okay, Virtus.health. I'm going to ask you a story about that. I'm going to ask you for some information about that. But first, Brian Green from Helping Hands Charitable, you said you promised me a story related to what he just said. So tell me a story about supportive marriages.
Supportive marriages. We have a number of organizations. You know, we talk about funding different situations with individuals taking in business interests, but we also help startup ministries and organizations. One that comes to mind is Soul Care, which is set up for not just husbands and wives to do marriage retreat and counseling, but also for pastors and their wives. We find that the pastors have been probably the most neglected group in terms of receiving counseling. And
They live a life on their own, and everybody expects them to be perfect, and they're sometimes a mess, but they have nowhere to go.
And then I realized, and looking forward, Cheryl and I, to joining you and Martha on one of your marriage retreat cruises that should be coming up soon.
February 27, 2020.
There we go. There's the
have
plug.
Have you guys signed up yet?
No, but we are definitely going.
Okay, we'll have that done before dinner is over tonight. All right, well, what I love about the fact is there anything too hard for Helping Hands Charitable? Have you ever gotten – what's the weirdest thing that you've had to liquidate to turn into cash to put into action into the kingdom? The weirdest thing.
The weirdest thing? Oh, a casino boat in the Bahamas owned by a family in Pennsylvania. The father passed away. The children said, we want nothing to do with that. So we brought it to the Bahiamar Marina in Fort Lauderdale. And we had governmental agencies doing whatever they needed to do to the slot machines. They took away the tables. And we wound up scrapping. That ship was about 180, 200 feet long.
It was a long
and we wound up scrapping. The scrap metal on that boat was close to $500,000 back then.
That's a lot of metal.
So that was kind of unique and interesting. And then another quick one was someone wanted to donate timber, not the property, but they had thousands of acres of land. And they said, we want to donate the lumber, the timber. Will you come in? Take the timber down. More importantly, will you replant and reseed? And so we found a company to help us do that.
How many acres was that? You have any idea?
About 1,200 acres.
That's a lot of trees.
And then last but not least, we take in second gleanings of fruits and vegetables out in California, whereby, let's say, a strawberry manufacturer has an order of 20 tons of strawberries, and they have 30 tons. Well, the other 10 are donated to Helping Hands, which goes into a fund to be given away to other ministries, other organizations.
Very cool. Lots of creative stuff. Mm-hmm. All right, back to you, John Evans. All right, you've got this organization, Virtus.health, which is helping families with kids who have been impacted. They're autistic kids, kids that God created to be autistic. Talk to us about this organization. What are you trying to do?
We're trying to help each child who's unique with maybe their individual behaviors that may prevent them or be an obstacle for them to be independent and as functional as possible, so that maybe one day they can re-enter the classroom in a normal school situation, they can function well at home without behavioral issues as much as possible, or one day hold down a job. And you'd mentioned some of the circumstances that you've had and understand how that all works. There's a lot of things that these kids can do. They're very gifted in lots of cases. They just need help to overcome maybe that obstacle. And parents are ill-equipped. They don't understand necessarily how it all works. We come alongside of them with Virtus Health. We put in our ABA practices so that we can do it the right way and help them so that they can move on with their lives.
So which came first, Ecom or Virtus?
Ecom did. Ecom's been around for about 20 years, okay. And Virtus just has been within the last few years.
And again, what prompted you to start Virtus Health? Do you have an autistic child?
I don't. I think all of us know somebody or have had our lives impacted. It's much like other things. So it's been around. It's certainly prevalent. It's a growing concern. The percentage of children being born to date continues to go up in percentage every year. And so it's a need. The need was presented to us by a family friend who was a therapist. They saw a need for organizing around this industry. There's a lot of independent practitioners,
sure.
But there's an opportunity for efficiencies and greater support if we're organized. So that's what we decided to do. And it's grown, and God's blessed it, and certainly we're trying to impact lives.
Obviously grown huge. You got 100 people working it. That's amazing. Virtus.health. John Evans, last question. You are a Christ follower running a business. There's a lot of people out there listening today who run businesses, work in businesses, are thinking about becoming an entrepreneur. What's the biggest faith connecting to work and running your business? What's the biggest lesson you've ever learned?
Be obedient. And be real. Be honest. Don't try to hide it under a bushel. That's not what it's about. Our lives aren't to work. Our lives are to be obedient to God. He just allows us to work.
He created work.
Created work. Okay. He's created our society, the functionality of it. He's created us to work. We're here to serve, not to be served. It's not about us becoming successful, earning a bunch of money, buying a bunch of stuff and trying to have our happiness be based on that. It's about us trying to impact lives along the way and allow God to intersect our lives with others through work, but be obedient to Him and let Him live His life through us and not be fearful in the workplace of doing that. Don't compromise. Do what God wants you to do. He'll take care of it.
And that applies whether you run the business or you work inside the middle of the business. I mean, it being obedient, being transparent, authentic, as you said earlier, those are powerful lessons to learn as you want to be an influencer within any organization, aren't they?
Absolutely. It's the core, and it's the most important thing.
John Evans, thanks for being on I Work For Him today.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate being here.
Appreciate you hosting us. All right, Dan Baker, you get to close us out. Well, he wants to turn his microphone on. I don't know what the deal is.
Well, you turned it down.
Okay. All right. So, Helping Hands Charitable, you get a chance to tell people about the amazing work that you get to do all over the country. You get to do this all the time.
Absolutely.
Talk to me about what's one great story that you want to share with the audience as we come to the end of I Work For Him today.
Gosh, I just think that the most impactful thing for me as the person who, like Brian, is out there being a face of this organization is just seeing families who are at a part of their life journey where they have questions about what if, how do I, that kind of stuff. And what we do is so, I hate to use the term out of the box, but there's so many people that are even practicing planning that don't understand how to use the tools we have. So it's really awesome to be able to just have these intimate conversations with a business owner who's had, you know, a business that he started from his garage years and years and years ago and no kids to take it over, doesn't know what to do with it, and to show them how they can paint a picture of giving to Kingdom, taking care of family, et cetera.
You just brought up a word, a planner. So if there's Christ-following financial advisors and planners that are listening, will you guys work alongside them?
Absolutely. We partner with trusted advisors all over the country, CPAs, financial planners, attorneys, will and trust attorneys.
So you're not afraid of any of them. You can help them. You can help them do their job even better.
We are a tool in their toolbox.
I love that. Well, Dan Baker, it's been a lot of fun being back here in Sarasota with you. Thanks for hosting us. Well, thanks for getting somebody to host us. I want to thank you for the Mountain Dew. If you've noticed, I started talking faster as the show went on. It's because Dan bought me a Mountain Dew. Love it. But thank you, Dan Baker, for getting us done today.
You're so welcome.
All right. And thanks again, John Evans. Really appreciate you hosting us here and for just sharing a little bit of your story.
Thank you. And thanks again to Helping Hands for all they've done for Virtus. And if there's anybody in the audience who's been impacted by autism or would like to give, Virtus.health.
And Brian Green, thank you for being on I Work For Him today.
Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
You've been listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim Brangenberg. I'm a Christ follower. My workplace, it's my mission field. But ultimately, I work for Him.
America's First News with Gordon Deal at 5 a.m., Hugh Hewitt at 6, Del Wamsley at noon, Dave Ramsey at 2, and Larry Elder at 6 p.m. This is Talk 100.3.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
There are four attitudes we can take as it pertains to God's will for our stewardship. We can say no to God, or we can say perhaps, or we can say someday, or we can say yes to God. Though the first three may cause us some conflict, we can rest assured that when we say yes to God, all conflict will cease. Your work will take on a dignity and an honor that you've never before realized as you become a partner with God in eternal enterprise. That should be the attitude of our stewardship.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
Is it time for a new roof? Get your roofing job done right. Call Sears Roofing right now for a free in-home estimate. That's Sears Roofing. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License information available upon request. Call Sears Roofing right now. 1-888-990-2233. That's 1-888-990-2233. 1-888.
FM 100.3, W262 AG, Jacksonville, WJB.